If you live in a country where there's risk of exposure to the Zika virus, don't get pregnant. That's the best advice from the World Health Organization. There are two confirmed cases of Zika virus in King County. There's no vaccine. How should our public health officials be responding? Dr. David Fleming was director and health officer for Public Health Seattle in King County. Now he's vice president of public health at PATH in Seattle. I asked him how he thinks we're doing.
It does seem to me, at least from the accounts that I read and the friends that I know that are trying to make things happen, that the importance of the Zika epidemic to the country is we're losing sight of it, and it's turning more into more of routine politics, polarization, discussions back and forth about strategy for who's going to win, as opposed to how do we make this a win for the American public.
What are we losing sight of?
Well, we're losing sight of the fact that we have a new disease that, for the first time, is entering our country. It's one of the first diseases that's been a significant risk here that's spread by mosquitoes. It's the only disease spread by mosquitoes that causes birth defects. And with summer coming, we're losing time in helping finance the preparations that need to occur within our public health system to lessen its impact.
What does our public health system need to be doing that we should finance?
Well, there's a range of things. Unfortunately, for Zika virus, there is no vaccine. There's no magic bullet cure. And so we are stuck with less than optimum strategies to control it. In particular, it's spread by mosquitoes. And so in places in the country where that's a risk, the mosquito population can be at least partly controlled through effective management. But in many places, the vector control programs that do this work have been either underfunded or defunded altogether. And so there are no programs in place. Those need to be assessed and built rapidly. Second, a fair amount of the prevention strategy is education and making sure at the local level that people who are at risk are educated about that risk and the steps that they can take to prevent mosquito bites. And then finally, we're going to have people who are sick and who are pregnant and who need medical attention, and therefore we need to really beef up our communications and the connection functions that our local health departments have. And that includes really good advice to women who are considering pregnancy about the risks and benefits of that at this time and access to contraception if they decide to defer pregnancy.
How much of a risk is the Zika virus here in Western Washington?
Well, the good news is that in Western Washington, the mosquitoes that we have, and obviously we have mosquitoes, are not the ones that spread Zika. So we are not going to be seeing large numbers of cases. Well, there are cases in Western Washington already from people who have traveled to parts of the U.S. or parts of the world where Zika is common. So we will see cases here. And then there is a low level of transmission from person to person, including sexual transmission.
Two confirmed cases in King County that we know of, right?
Exactly.
What precautions should a listener to you right now take?
Well, the main things would be for listeners who are considering travel to either parts of the country or parts of the world where Zika is a problem to become educated and aware. There's lots of good information available on the web through the CDC website, for example. And particular, if there are women who are pregnant or are considering becoming pregnant, they should look carefully at the risks and make an informed decision about whether or not the travel that they're planning at this time is worth it to them.
Does it strike you as remarkable that the World Health Organization's advice in Central and South America is don't get pregnant?
That's a good question. I think that advice regarding not getting pregnant is problematic, quite frankly. If you're a short-term traveler to a region, perhaps that makes sense. If you're living in the area, not so much. And in reality, that can only be something that can help as long as there is adequate reproductive health supplies, contraception available to women to minimize their risk.
Is enough being done to look for that vaccine?
there is a lot of work being done on the Zika vaccine. I was at a meeting today in Washington, D.C., with the director of CDC, talking about there are already five potential vaccine candidates that have been developed by the NIH. The truth about vaccines, though, is that they do take a while both to develop and then to test to make sure that they're safe and effective. And so we're probably at least a year or more away from there being a vaccine that's available, and unfortunately, Zika is not waiting for that. And so this first year where the disease is in this country, we're going to need to make do with these other strategies that are so important to be funded and so important for local health to carry out.
We've said there are some confirmed cases of Zika in King County, in Western Washington, and, you know, more might be on the way as people travel and exchange. Do you think we should expect babies born with microcephaly here?
Well, the truth, unfortunately, is that we should expect babies born with microcephaly in a proportion of women who are pregnant when they get Zika. I certainly hope that we don't have any in our area, but despite the best efforts that health departments are going to be able to do, there are going to be some unfortunate pregnancies and birth defects that we see throughout the summer. Most of them are going to be in places in the country like Puerto Rico and the southern part of the United States where there are mosquitoes and therefore the rates of infection are much higher. The bottom line, though, is that we need to be prepared to see those cases, to offer support to women and babies, and to expect that despite the best efforts of local health departments, assuming that Congress releases money, that we're not going to be able to eliminate this disease altogether.
Finally, David, you said you wish local public health departments had more money to do education. You have a chance to educate right now on KUOW. What do you want to tell us?
Well, the education for Zika is important. It's one of those things where people need to hear it several times. But for Western Washington residents, the key messages about Zika are to inform yourself about the risks. If you're considering travel outside the area to other parts of the United States or to the rest of the world where there are mosquitoes, educate yourself about the risks and about the steps that you can take to reduce the risks. If you're a woman who's considering pregnancy, pay particular attention to the risks and at least consider whether or not that travel is something that you can defer to a later time.
Dr. David Fleming was with King County Public Health, now with Seattle-based global health organization PATH. The Centers for Disease Control has travel notices for Cape Verde, Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Pacific Islands, and South America. As Fleming said, we don't have the Zika-spreading sort of mosquito here in Western Washington. In Brazil today, the new health minister there said the Rio de Janeiro Olympics in August will be safe. He said there is minimal risk of contracting Zika for the 350 to 500,000 foreign visitors who are expected. This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.